39. The Number. Heidi perched on the edge of the Piblocto Madness bed, like an expensively coiffed gargoyle, pale knees protruding through the holes in her jeans, long, pale, black-nailed toes extended over the scrimshawed trim.
"Numbers in your phone?"
"No," said Hollis, standing in the middle of the room, feeling trapped. The insectoid wallpaper seemed to have closed in. All the various busts and masks and two-eyed representations, staring.
"Bad sign," said Heidi. "Where is it?"
"In my wallet."
"You never memorized it?"
"No."
"It was for emergencies."
"I never really expected to need it."
"You just wanted to carry it around?" "Because he wrote it."
Hollis looked away, through the open door to the vast bathroom, where fresh towels were hung, warming, on the horizontal pipes of the time machine shower.
"Let's see it," said Heidi.
Hollis got her wallet out of her purse, her iPhone with it. The little strip of paper, which he'd neatly torn from the bottom of a sheet of Tribeca Grand notepaper, was still there, behind the Amex card she only used for emergencies. She drew it out, unfolded it, and passed it to Heidi.
"American area code?"
"It'll be a cell. It could be anywhere." Heidi dug in a back jeans pocket with her other hand, came up with her own iPhone. "What are you doing?"
"I'm putting it in my phone."
When she'd finished, she handed the strip of paper back to Hollis.
"Have you thought about what you'll say?"
"No," said Hollis. "I can't think about it."
"That's good," said Heidi. "Now do it. But put your phone on speaker."
"Why?"
"Because I need to hear it. Because you may not remember what you say. I will."
"Shit," said Hollis, sitting down on the bed, nearer its foot, and switching on the speaker.
"No shit," agreed Heidi. "Call him."
Hollis blankly entered the number.
"Put his name on it," Heidi said. "Add it to your numbers."
Hollis did.
"Give it a speed dial code," said Heidi.
"I never use that."
Heidi snorted. "Call him."
Hollis did. Almost immediately, the room filled with the sound of a ringtone, unfamiliar. 5 rings.
"He's not there," said Hollis, looking up at Heidi.
"Let it ring."
After the 10th ring, there was a small, nondescript digital sound. Someone, perhaps a very old woman, began to chatter fiercely, demonstratively, in what might have been an Oriental language. She seemed to make 3 firm statements, increasingly brief. Then silence. Then the record tone.
"Hello?"
Hollis winced.
"Hello, this is Hollis Henry, phoning for Gareth."
She swallowed, almost coughed.
"I just heard about your accident. I'm sorry. I'm worried. Could you call me, please? I hope you get this. I'm in London."
She recited her number. The record tone sounded again, causing her to jerk.
"Hang up," said Heidi.
Hollis did.
"That was good," said Heidi,
punching her shoulder softly.
"I feel like throwing up," said Hollis. "What if he doesn't call?"
"What if he does?"
"Exactly," said Hollis.
"Either way, we've moved it forward."
"But he will."
"I'm not so sure."
"If you felt like he wouldn't, you wouldn't be going through this. You wouldn't need to."
Hollis sighed, shakily, and looked at the phone in her hand, which now seemed to have taken on a life of its own.
"I'm not doing AJ," Heidi said.
"I wondered," said Hollis.
"What I am doing, very actively, is not doing AJ."
She sighed.
Best sparring partner I've ever had. You wouldn't believe the way those squatties can mix it.
What are squatties?
I don't know. Heidi grinned. I think it might just mean regular soldiers, in which case it's a joke, because they aren't that.
Where did you find them?
The gym. Hackney. Your boy at the front door found it for me. Robert. He's cute. I went over there in a cab. They laughed at me. Don't get women there. I had to put some whoop-ass on AJ, which was not easy. Picked him because he was smallest.
What are they?
Something military. Listening to them, you can't tell whether they're still in or not. Bouncers, bodyguards, like that. Moonlighting? Between assignments? Fuck if I know.
Hollis was still looking at the iPhone.
You think that was Korean? On his voicemail?
I don't know, said Hollis. The phone rang.
There you go, said Heidi,
and winked.
Hello?
Welcome back.
Big N's voice filled the room.
I'm on my way back to the office. Can you join me there, please? We should talk.
Hollis looked up at Heidi, tears starting to come. Then back down at the phone.
Hello? Said Big End. Are you there?